we cautioned the energy minister to take special interest in it because it was going to affect the operations of the refinery. But lo and behold, the refinery did not work again, did not refine any crude oil the whole of last year. It only resumed operations on the 2nd of January 2018. That is virtually a year. There was supposed to be a turnaround maintenance. Turnaround maintenance took 9 months. During the turnaround maintenance, they're supposed to have a pre-turnaround report and a post-turnaround maintenance report. From all indications and from the happenings of Atoll, it wasn't done. When the refinery was started on the 2nd of January 2018, the refinery was forced to shut down on the 18th of January. And we know that most of this, the results of technical lapses, we've lost about 280,000 tons of LPG because of procedural error. So we are simply saying that the ministry should investigate. Once the investigation is done, we'll have a clear path for the decisions that we must make to make sure the refinery is working and working properly.
Mr. Roxon, you are into the energy sector. Do we need a second refinery if you are asked to make a suggestion?
We need another refinery, but this refinery is not fault beyond repair. This is a good refinery, although it has kept long. There are some issues, there are some retooling that must be done. The refinery is not a dead machine where we need to just discard. We need to work on this refinery, but we need to expand the operations of the refinery and get a new refinery as well. Every day, this current refinery has a capacity of 45,000 barrels a day. And in Ghana, as we speak, our consumption is around 9 million liters a day. So we import finished products. So even our market, what we have now, the refinery is unable to feed the local market or to meet the standard that we have. And if that is the case, then clearly we need a bigger refinery. And also, look at the West African market. Easily, Ghana can be the hub for energy when it comes to West Africa, because there's a huge market that we can take advantage of.
That was the executive director of the Institute of Energy Security, Richmond Roxon, talking to Phyllis Kofi.